بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين. وقال تعالى في موضع آخر: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. وقال تعالى: ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجبا لأمر المؤمن، إن أمره كله له خير، إن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له، وإن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, once again, we express our thanks and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many wonderful blessed ni'mas that He has given us, the food that we eat, to the water that we drink, to the shelter above our heads, to the means of transportation that we utilize, to the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. All these are ni'mat and favors from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which we need to continue thanking Him. Of course, the most precious and the most virtuous and the most valuable of all these ni'mat and favors, this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this belief in a kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, this tawfiq from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made us follow the true religion of deen, of Islam, which is the true religion according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. So, my dear brothers, from time to time we have to stop and we have to ensure that we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mat that He has given us and He continues to give us. And in fact, this is actually the focus of my topic today, that is, us focusing on all the favors and the ni'mats which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with and continues to bless us with. We find that our lives in this world, my dear brothers, is nothing but a culmination and a cycle of the perpetual receiving of the ni'mats and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us food to eat, water to drink, shelter above our heads, means of transportation that we utilize, health, wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our masajid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the air that we breathe, our sight, our faculties, and the different other ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. All these are favors from His side. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you actually go and try and count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, you will never be able to count it and enumerate it. It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amount of favor that He has given us and He continues to give us, we cannot even fathom and think about it. Thousands of ni'mats and favors, we do not even realize that we are getting this ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what I want to point out today, what I want to focus upon, is that when a situation comes upon us where we find that one of these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perhaps taken away from us temporarily. For example, currently we know we are going through the situation in our country that we are affected by load shedding. That 2 hours in the day, because of the pressure or because of the system pressure and because of the system that are breaking down, we are affected with load shedding. Now this is, and we do not have electricity in our homes and businesses, etc. Now we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when it comes to a believer, when it comes to a mu'min, then he takes lesson from everything. He does not look at certain things, or he does not observe things and in vain. In ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Definitely the people of intelligence are those that take a lesson. Now, we have to understand and we have to realize and we have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give us favors and ni'mats. And if for some reason or the other, whatever favor or ni'mat it might be, of course, electricity is just an example. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to perhaps stop that favor upon us, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to temporarily put a hold of that favor upon us, then what should be our reaction? How should we react to this? It cannot be such that because now I do not have electricity in my home for 2 hours, now I want to get upset about it, I want to go hysterical, the reaction that I get is not the reaction of a mu'min, that we pay for these services and what is wrong with the municipality and this and that, and we lose our top or lose our head. Of course, electricity is just an example. Or for some reason we do not get what we want in terms of maybe our wife did not cook the food in time today, or any other ni'mat and favor, in which way should we react? Our reaction, my dear brothers, should be a reaction of appreciation. In the sense that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to stop a certain favor upon me temporarily, as we say, a temporary suspension of services, like what we're going through nowadays, then we should not forget all the other favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give us. We should not forget about all the other favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in the past, continues to give us, and will give us in future. And we know, my dear brothers, that even though we are enjoying all the favors and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this dunya is actually a place of test. This dunya is a place of trial and tribulation. And if a person thinks that he is not going to go through any difficulty or test or trial in this world, then he is bluffing himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath in ayat of the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. O you who believe, seek the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of first being patient and resorting to salah. Now that of course is another discussion, whether we are fulfilling that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly of salah in its time, in a proper manner, etc. That's another discussion. That of course we can introspect and see if we are doing that. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient ones. And in the same ayat, or the ayat after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, definitely, most definitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses words of emphasis, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ, you will test you, بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ, you will test you with a little bit of fear, we will test you with a little bit of hunger, وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, we will test you with a little bit of deficiency of wealth. Perhaps sometimes a person might go through a temporarily financial difficulty, or he might have perhaps a shortage of money or finance for a while. But this is something which every single person will go through, whether it be a financial problem, whether it be a sickness in his life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath that definitely we will test you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخُوفِ وَالْجُوعِ, we will test you with a little bit of fear, a little bit of hunger, وَنَقْسِمْ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, a little bit of deficiency of wealth, وَالْأَنْفُسِ, and we will even take away your loved ones. People that are close to you will pass away. This will be a test towards you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخُوفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and we will also test you by taking away some of your livelihood. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, but you should give glad tidings to those that are patient, those that have sabr. So the test, my dear brothers, will definitely come. As I mentioned, if a person thinks that he is not going to go through a test, then he is bluffing himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath that he will definitely test us. But what we need to realize is that we need to exercise patience upon these inevitable tests that will come upon us. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِيهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ, the one who created death and life, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, so that he may test you and see which of you is of the best actions. So this dunya, definitely, my dear brothers, is a dunya of test. It is a dunya of trial and tribulation. And even though we enjoy the many ni'mats and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will definitely come upon us a time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will temporarily put a stop or on hold. He'll put that ni'mat and favor which is coming upon us on hold. Now, as I mentioned, what should be the reaction of a believer in this situation? Should he lose his top, lose his cool? Should he complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should he ask questions like, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing me with this? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choosing me to go through this? If we could answer that question, my dear brothers, if we could decide what tests come upon us and what tests do not come upon us, then we would be doing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's job. So my dear brothers, what we have to realize is that the favors that we enjoy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, it is His grace upon us that He is giving it to us. So if He has to temporarily snatch it away or temporarily stop it by testing us, maybe a person throughout his life, he had good health, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is afflicting him with some type of sickness, then he has to exercise patience and sabr upon that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely reward him for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely reward him for it. By us being affected or by us being deprived of one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should not make us forget the millions of other ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give us. And as I mentioned, we'll be rewarded for that sabr. In one hadith, Nabi Sasa mentions that مَا يُسِيبُ الْمُسْلِمُ مِنْ نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ وَلَا هَمٍ وَلَا حَزَنٍ وَلَا أَذَنْ وَلَا غَمٍ حَتَّى شُوكَةُ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا كَفَرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ خَطَايَا. No person is afflicted by any type of tiredness, any type of weariness, any type of sickness, any type of worry, any type of stress, any type of grief, any type of taklif, to the extent of even a thorn pricking him. Even if a thorn has to prick that person, except that it will be a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving some of his sins. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through trials, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through difficulties, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. Maybe our amal, maybe our ibadat, the good actions that we carry out are too weak for us to come up to the level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come up to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts people through trial, puts people through difficulty, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring them up to that level that He wants them to, and He can give them the reward that He wants to give them. So these are things that a person should keep in mind, that when a person goes through some type of temporary difficulty, then he should not become ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he should not forget the other ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. And when a person is in the midst of that difficulty, sometimes a person, it might feel like it is the end of the world for him. A person might feel that there is no way out for him. A person might feel now that he is stuck in this problem of his. But at that time, he has to realize, of course, his focus has to be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that can remove that problem from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that can take him out of the difficulty. And in one surah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to the difficulty and the hardship that he experienced at the hands of the Kuffar and the Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Inshirah, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this ayah twice, emphasizing definitely after any type of difficulty or stress, there is ease. Definitely, most definitely, after difficulty or stress, there is ease. So, and the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses is ma'a. So if there is some type of difficulty in your life, definitely some type of ease or relief will come after it. There is no doubt in it. And of course, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, of course, the difficulty that we are going through, we do not know how long Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us with it. We do not know how severe the difficulty will be. But definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us relief, whether He gives us relief in this dunya, and sometimes if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test a person, perhaps with a chronic or terminal illness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him relief when he passes away. But definitely when a person goes through some type of difficulty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him that ease and relief from that difficulty. This is a promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, And this is something that we need to realize and keep in mind, that the difficulties that we go through, the stresses that we go through, whether it be financial stress, the stress of sickness, the stress of losing a loved one, the worry of our children, or whatever difficulty we're going through, we have to realize that it's temporary. At the time when we are going through that difficulty, even though, as I said, it might seem to be the end of the world, and many a times what people will do, because they are unable to handle the stress and difficulty, then they want to go and commit suicide. Then they want to go and take their own life. But of course, this is something which is haram. And this happens to a person who does not realize that everything is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's control. This difficulty is from Him, and the relief from the difficulty will also come from Him. So our focus has to be towards Him, because this is what He wants for us at this given moment in time. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us at this given moment in time. We have to be pleased with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us at this time. So this is the thing we need to realize. Keep in mind, my dear brothers, that whatever difficulty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts us with, then we have to ensure that we make sabr, and we continue to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the other ni'mas that He continues to give us. In a hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min." Very wonderful is the matter of a believer. "Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair." For a mu'min, in every condition there is goodness and khair. For a mu'min, in every condition there is goodness and khair. "In asabathu darra wa sabara fakana khairan lahu." If some type of difficulty, if some type of harm, if some type of situation afflicts him, which goes against his liking, صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, he is patient upon that difficulty, then there is goodness for him in it. He gets rewarded for it. وَإِنَ صَابَتُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers him with ni'mats and favors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his life easy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps does not make him suffer a lot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not afflict him with too many difficulties and problems, شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, then this person makes the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that he will get rewarded. So this, my dear brothers, is the condition of a believer. He continues making sabr and he continues making shukr. Whatever, if adverse conditions face him, he makes sabr upon that. And whatever good conditions face him, whatever ni'mats he experiences from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues making shukr for that. And in this way he carries on with his life until he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, many a times, as I took the example of load shedding, and I said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to afflict us sometimes with a temporary suspension of services, then it is not correct for us now to behave in a manner that is not befitting of a mu'min, that we get upset about it, and we are not patient about it. For a second, perhaps we need to think about our fellow Muslim brothers in other countries, whether it be Palestine, whether it be Syria, whether it be Yemen, leave alone electricity, leave alone the normal water, or etc. They do not even have food to eat. Their homes have been demolished, their children have been killed, their parents have been killed, their relatives have been wiped out. Now, if we have to compare ourselves to their condition, then won't we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Won't we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of being ungrateful to Him for all the ni'mats? That is why, in a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu always says that we should look at the condition of those that are less than us as far as the dunya is concerned. As far as the dunya and the material thing of this world is concerned, we should look at the condition of people that have less than us. Then we will appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. If we continue to look at the people that are the high-flying and high-rising people, the Joneses as they say, who have everything and are not short of anything, then we will never ever be satisfied with what we have. We will continuously be ungrateful to the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. We will always be wanting that which we do not have. So my dear brothers, these are things we need to keep in mind. Continue making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that in one surah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, Now Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was a very pious slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who lived many centuries or millennia ago. And specifically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually dedicated an entire surah to him in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different advices that he gave his own son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved these advices so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw it fitting that he places these advices in his holy book for the entire mankind to benefit from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayat the Quran, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُكْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ, that we gave Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam wisdom, this lost treasure of wisdom, that he was very, very wise, that's why he is known as Luqman the wise. أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ, and what was said to him, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرُ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, that person that makes shukr or appreciates the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he actually makes shukr he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his own benefit. He is the one that will benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayat the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if you make shukr to me for my favors and ni'mats, I will increase these favors and ni'mats upon you. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, but if you are ungrateful for these ni'mats and favors, then definitely my punishment is very severe. And what does it mean to make shukr for ni'mats? Utilizing all these ni'mats in the obedience and according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and abstaining from using them in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By us using it in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what it means to be ungrateful. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ni'mat, all these ni'mats, our faculties, our eyesight, our smell, our ability to speak, our ability to taste and eat food, our ability to procreate, etc. And He commanded us to live our lives in a certain way, abstain from certain things, do things in a certain manner. Now we go and utilize those ni'mats against His command, against His will. Is that not ungratefulness? Is that not the highest level of not appreciating that favor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we need to keep this in mind, my dear brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam that we need to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these ni'mats. And that person that makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually he is the one that gets benefit. And we find that there is an incident mentioned in regards to Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was of such noble character and behavior. It is mentioned in regards to him that he was employed by a person who was perhaps his master. And this master of his loved him so much that he held him in such high regard that when anything came to him, any special fruit came to him or any dish came to him, he would first give Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam to taste it and eat of it, and then whatever was left over he would consume. So on one occasion, someone had sent some melons for the master or the employer of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, and Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was given this melon. It was cut up and it was given to him, and the master was witnessing his employee eating that lemons, and Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he started eating those lemons and he ate it and he was displaying so much of pleasure and relish by him consuming those melons which the master had and the employer had given him. And until there was only one piece left. And when the master went to take that piece of the melon to take a bite, as soon as he took a bite of that melon, then we find that melon was so bitter, it was so bitter, that this actually caused the master to fall down unconscious. It caused him to fall down unconscious. And finally, it is mentioned, this incident is actually mentioned by Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali in Ma'arif and Masnavi. And it is mentioned that the master actually fell unconscious for about an hour. After he woke up, then he asked Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam that, how on earth did you manage to eat so much of this melon? Why did you not see that it was bitter? So what was his response? He said that, "Oh master, employer of mine, that you continue to give me favors over and over again. What good have you not done for me? Over and over again you give me nice things to eat, you have given me a place to stay, you give me favors on and on, over and over. Just this once, if a melon came to me which was bitter, why should I not also appreciate it? Why should I not also appreciate it? Looking at the innumerable favors that you continue to give me and you have given me, what's this one situation where I experience something which I dislike?" So in the same way, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give us ni'mat upon ni'mat. What ni'mat has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not given us? And we fail to realize, and still we fail to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to affect us, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test us with just one difficulty, then how ungrateful we become. So this, my dear brothers, is something, a lesson we need to realize, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time He'll test us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time He'll put us through difficulty, and He'll put us through a situation where whatever we want, whatever we need will be denied to us. And we need to make sabr upon that difficulty. And of course, we should not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for difficulty. We should not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sabr. We should not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us patience. But we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyat. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one dua of his, what does he say? Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the removal of any favor of yours upon me. Any favor that you might be giving me now, I seek refuge in you from you removing it from me. وَتَحَوُّلِ عَافِيَتِكَ. And oh Allah, that condition of well-being that you continue to bless me with, I seek refuge in you changing that condition. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you changing that condition of afiyat which you continue to give me. So my dear brothers, this is the mindset that we need to have, that we need to always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good conditions, good halat. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with His favors. Do not ask for difficulty. Do not think or do not feel that we can handle the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. But we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not remove our difficulty. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us afiyat. But if that difficulty or test has to come upon us, then we make sabr upon it. And we carry on making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the rest of all the ni'mat that He has granted us. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.